Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Rob Parkinson. His book is Heart of American Darkness, Bewilderment and Horror on the Early Frontier. We fought the French and Indian Wars, three of them. We fought the American Revolution. We certainly have survived through the War of 1812. McGuffey's reader into the 1840s, 1850s. I've got one. I sent away for one. And the school children across America are learning Logan's Lament. However, that does not satisfy the battling families, the Cressips in particular. There's a tree called Logan's Tree. Where is it?
It is just outside of Circleville, Ohio today.
And under that tree, there are ceremonies. There are also battling monuments. I lost track of how many monuments. It was like you put up a monument, and it's like a monument war. We put up a monument.
It is. The original, there's four there. Mm-hmm.
There are four of them. One of them is the tall Mingo chieftain. And the families are still not satisfied. What is it that they want? What will end this dispute that's beyond the grave?
Well, so they're trying to... So what Luther Martin tries to do with newspapers is and print is to try to clear the Cressip name. And that doesn't really work because of this sort of tide of popularity with the lament. And so by the end of the 19th century, 1880s and 90s, Americans go on this bender about remembering their past, right? And so this is the years of the Lost Cause. The Lost Cause is born. These are the years right after the centennial of the American Revolution. And so they're putting up monuments all over the place in the 1880s, 80s and 90s into the 1900. And pioneer families, quote unquote pioneers, are not far behind the United Daughters of the Confederacy. And so they are wanting to establish that these families were at the heart of American of this fantastic, exceptional new thing in the world, right? And so you have families like the Winthrop family, like the Underhill family, a bunch of sort of Pilgrim or Puritan families who are going to try to figure out all of their genealogical, sort of focus their genealogical might to prove that they were pioneers for American goodness. And the Cressips do this too. The Cressip Society is founded. They put up a monument that rebuts, it's right outside of the elm tree where Logan gave the lament, saying, our family had nothing to do with this. On one side of the monument, on the other side, they say, here are all of the people who signed the treaty ending Dunmore's War. It's not the prettiest monument. It's put together with some family money, but that spurs some people who live in the Circleville Chillicothe area to then put up their own monument to Logan, which sits right across from it, about 30 or 40 yards away, and faces that, which has the text of the Logan's Lament on it, has a statue to Logan to it, and there are a number of others that are created after this, where you have this is the final kind of battleground between the Cressip family and the Shekalemi family that goes on into the early 20th century.
Logan Elm State Memorial Park. Is the tree still there?
The tree is not there. The tree got struck by lightning in the 1950s, which killed all. I mean, it was a massive, massive, impressive tree and then it got sick and they cut it down in 1964.
We live in the flicker. May it last as the old earth keeps rolling. But darkness was here yesterday, heart of darkness. How does that work?
So I return to this at the end of the book about what Conrad talks about the flicker. He says it's a scary world out there and we live in darkness, but we do. But the flicker, he uses the kind of flash of lightning to talk about how we try to make sense of the world around us. We have these moments where we can see. And he thinks about that we try our best to live in that flicker. We try to be able to see the world around us, but really the world around us is dark. And so it's human beings create all these things to prolong the flicker. And so what have we been talking about? We've been talking about the creation of colonies and land companies, republicanism, patriotism, treaty conferences, all sorts of things. Those are the flicker. We are trying to make sense of the world around us, but really the world around us is really a bewildering and terrifying darkness. And so we have to remember that that's really the world we live in as we try to defeat the darkness by creating lightning flashes that can often make the darkness even more disturbing.
And this story, because we kept switching sides, at first I kept score, but then I gave up, Rob.
you and me both.
Yes, the effect, as an amateur reader of your book, the effect is that the American Revolution shrinks in comparison to what was actually going on, which was an overwhelming invasion of people who were land hungry, property hungry, and turning America into what we have today, a capitalist republic. But the Native Americans were never going to be part of it. I don't believe even the utopians didn't seem to have a plan, if I read this correctly. They made treaties with them, but then they'd elbow them out or allow the rascals along the frontier to elbow them out. How did you read it, Rob? Because you've done all this work. I've just read your book. Did the Native Americans ever have a chance to be integrated into the Republic?
That's a tall ask. Now in 1778, there's an opportunity that there is a treaty. The Americans are so desperate because things are going so badly that there is an offer made, written into a treaty conference in 1778, that the Delaware Nation will become, the Delaware Indians will become the 14th state of the Union. People in Pittsburgh are so desperate that they're willing to entertain the idea of Delaware Indians being allowed a delegation at the Continental Congress. Now, that goes nowhere in Philadelphia. Two things I want to bring up in response to your question. One, yes, this seems like an inevitable process, but what I want this book to do is to foreground the contingency about how these particular things, how Logan, the Logan family and the Cresset family and the biographies, the choices that these individuals made, while they perpetuated some of these things, had those two situations been different, it would have looked very differently. For example, on one of Logan's raids, he's out in the very, very bottom, sort of the southwestern part of Virginia on the Tennessee border. And one of the people who rides after him and tries to stop him is a young Lieutenant Daniel Boone. Now, if Logan would have killed Daniel Boone in 1774, would American pioneer history be different? Yes, it would. It would be very different. And now, would it be different in the aggregate? Maybe not, but the details would have been different. And that, I think, is important for us to understand. This is not a teleological, ever-evolving, inevitable process, but it is full of contingency and biography. And then there's the American Revolution. So what the American Revolution does is it emboldens the Michael Cressets of the world as these true-blooded, true blue American patriots. And whereas the Daniel Boones and the Michael Cressets of the world were seen as kind of suspicious and maybe bloodthirsty and really not part of us before 1775, now they are the centerpiece of what it means to be an American. And government, which had tried, the British government had tried to hold them back. Now the American Republic is going to get behind them and say, what can we do to help you? How can we help you pursue your happiness in different ways? What government seems to be not a resisting force, but an enabling force. And that patriotism that is born in 1775, which is a new thing, is really sort of adds an element to the story that's different than what came before.
Robert G. Parkinson, Heart of American Darkness, Bewilderment and Horror on the Early Frontier. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.